91X News.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tara Henley. Quinte West OPP are investigating an accident on Old Highway 2 near Walbridge Loyalist Road that sent two to the hospital. Both people were sent to Belleville General Hospital, say Quinte West OPP, one with serious injuries, the other with non-life-threatening injuries. East and westbound lanes on Old Highway 2 are now closed between Montrose Road and Walbridge Loyalist. The turnoff from Walbridge Loyalist onto Old Highway 2 has also been taped off by police. Quinte West OPP say they expect the highway to reopen at approximately 9:30 p.m. tonight. Two locals have come up with an eco-friendly gift solution for the holiday season. Buckley Smith has the story.
Two young local entrepreneurs are looking to make a difference in the world with their new website, ecogifts.ca. Eric Tran and his business partner, Jacob Gunsinger, started the site to sell eco-friendly products such as beeswax candles and recycled wool clothing. They have now begun to move on to more ambitious projects like tree planting and carbon offset credit programs.
Now, to me, EcoGifts is going to be part of the solution, just because I do believe that our greatest problem nowadays, like our generational problem, is the environmental crisis that we're going to be facing. So I think, you know, using my skill set, I think EcoGifts will be part of the solution there. You know, it's all about bringing environmental solutions and alternatives to the individual, you know, at the individual level.
Tran and Gunsinger plan to fully launch their site in the new year and are always looking for suggestions for new products from the community. Buckley Smith, QNET News, Belleville.
A new app helping youth with mental health and addiction issues has recently opened up to Hastings and Prince Edward County. Ainsley Darman has the story.
Be Safe was developed in London, Ontario, and it allows youth to change their location to find local resources to help with their mental health. There have been 13 different regions added this past summer, including Hastings and Prince Edward County. The app also allows youth to change their region as they travel. Lily Lee of the Youth Habilitation of Quinte says this app is great for our youth to keep on top of their mental health.
What the app does is it allows youth to create their own safety plan, and that could include coping strategies, personal and medical information. So like some of the coping strategies could calm them down, you know, to help them stay calm.
It also creates coping methods.
Some of the coping skills could include listening to a specific song or looking at a photo, a picture that really resonates with them or can help keep them calm.
The app also allows youth with hearing or speech impairments to contact emergency through text message. Be Safe is a free app available for Apple and Android devices. Ainsley Darman, QNET News, Belleville.
Changes are coming to the cafeterias of three Quinte Healthcare hospitals. Sean McIntosh reports.
Trenton Memorial Hospital and Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital cafeterias will see a complete closure, while cafes run by the hospital's auxiliaries will continue to be open. Elsewhere, Belleville Memorial Hospital's cafeteria will be replaced with a small Tim Hortons that will have pastries and coffee. A student nurse at Belleville General who asked to stay anonymous says there are worse things than the caf being replaced.
I'd rather see a Tim Hortons in here than more nurses walk out the door.
Mike Voss is the brother of a BGH patient. He calls the food options being limited at QHC a shame.
It's more than just the people that use the hospital. It's mainly the staff. Like, there's a lot of people that work here. How many of these people who work 12-hour, 15, 16-hour shifts go home, sleep for a few hours and come back, have time to look after their families and pack themselves a lunch, come to work? They eat on the go. They're like me.
The cafeterias are expected to be closed in March. No jobs will be lost as a result. Sean McIntosh, QNET News, Belleville.
The Canadian government announced Tuesday that they are launching an inquiry to address the high number of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Reporter Jordan Merkley has more.
The government has said that their first steps in this process will be to engage those who have been directly affected. They will meet with survivors, families of the women and girls that have been lost, and other representatives to help develop the national inquiry. A local resident from Tiendanega, who has asked not to be named, says she is glad the Trudeau government sees the need to address this issue.
I'm glad Trudeau got in because he knows that there's an issue out there and it has to be addressed. So kudos to him, I say.
She also said she thinks the inquiry will help the healing process to begin.
It'll help the family come to some kind of ability to heal. Like, I think that's the whole thing, is the healing process has to start.
Jordan Merkley, QNET News, Belleville.
And finally, the future of a house call program for 60 patients in the Belleville area is looking uncertain. The program started in January and aims to cut down on the number of ambulance calls by patients who need treatment that could be done in their home. Funding for the project pilot ends in January 2016. Carl Bowker, Deputy Chief of Operations at the EMS, says the house call program provides a unique service to the community, but running it without more funding will be difficult.
There's a lot of avenues that we can explore, but without additional funding, it's going to be a challenge to maintain the program.
Bowker says the Local Health Integration Network, the Community Care Access Center, and other community organizations are being looked at to help with the care for the program's patients. That's QNET News on 91X 2405. Sports is next.
You'll find it all at Quinty Mall.
Quinty Mall's extended holiday shopping hours have begun. Shop longer Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, 9 till 9, Sunday, 10 to 6. And Christmas Eve, shop until 5 p.m. Visit QuintyMall.com for more information. Stuck for a gift idea? A Quinty Mall gift card makes the perfect gift. Why give one store when you can give the entire mall? Happy holidays from Quinty Mall.
Good afternoon, I'm Tara Henley with QNET Sports. The Quinty Bay Gymnastics Club reached victory this past weekend at York University for their provincial meet. Rachel Stark has the story.
The club says they were excited to have seven of their athletes place in the top three spots for their respective divisions. Jenny Riley, a coach for the Quinty Club, says the hard work pays off.
I was just ecstatic because they put in all that hard work and then they go and they win.
8-year-old Hudson Mulfhill was one of the medal winners at the meet, who is very excited to have won first place. She says she hopes to make it to the Olympics one day.
It would mean so much to me, and I would go everywhere.
The gymnastics club will keep working hard, practicing for the provincial championships they will host in June. Rachel Stark, QNET News, Belleville.
A local junior hockey team is going pink for breast cancer awareness. The Napanee Raiders, the second-place team in the six-team Empire B Junior C League, will host their inaugural Pink in the Rink game to help raise money for survivors this Tuesday night. The money raised will go toward helping the Lennox and Addington County General Hospital's chemotherapy unit. Information booths will also be set up at the game. Patient and Family Support Coordinator Melanie Bramberger says that this event is a special one for her.
I have a lot of personal connections. I've had three of my four grandparents die of lung cancer and some other relatives, and most recently my Uncle Andy, and he was the first coach of the Napanee Raiders. So it's a special spot for me in my heart.
The Picton Pirates will be in town for a 7:30 puck drop at the Strathcona Paper Center. The Trenton Golden Hawks will be welcomed by the Aurora Tigers tomorrow night for the final in a three-game straight. The Golden Hawks beat the Tigers in the first two games. They are currently leading the East Division with 27 wins and just two losses. The Toronto Blue Jays have selected right-handed pitcher Joe Biagini from the San Francisco Giants today in the Rule 5 draft. The Rule 5 draft is meant to prevent teams from stockpiling young talent in the minors when other teams would be willing to have them play in the majors. Biagini went 10-7 last season with the AA Richmond Flying Squirrels. DeMar DeRozan poured in 28 points to lead the Toronto Raptors in a 97-94 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. The Raptors all-star says the team was able to maintain its focus for 48 minutes.
We played consistent throughout the game, you know, from the start to the finish. We knew they was going to make a push. We stayed disciplined. You know, they hit a couple big shots, but we didn't let that rattle us.
The win moves the Raptors into third place in the Eastern Conference. In NHL tonight, the Detroit Red Wings are hosting the Montreal Canadiens. Tampa Bay Lightning will be welcoming the Ottawa Senators. Winnipeg Jets will be playing at home tonight against Columbus Blue Jackets. And Calgary Flames will be hosting the Buffalo Sabres. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville tonight will be cloudy, 60% chance of showers overnight with a low of 7. Tomorrow we can expect the cloudiness to clear up a bit with a high of 10. Looking ahead to Saturday, we are back to cloudy weather with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 6. At 4:09, it's 10 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tara Henley. News on 91X is next at 5.